You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're talking about some very cool theatre now, which is opening tonight at Q Theatre Loft, Dakota of the White Flats. We've got Buttonai on the line. Kia ora, Buttonai. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you.
So exciting to chat about this. This is some very exciting theatre aimed at a rangatahi audience, which just looks super cool, like a comic book come to life, kind of. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about Dakota and the White Flats? White Flats, I should say.
Absolutely. Well, Dakota of the White Flats is a stunning, stunning show. It's like expansive. We've got live music in it. I needed to learn the guitar for the first time. So this is
sick.
This is going to be a once in a lifetime opportunity for people to come see me play guitar. So Dakota is main character, and it's about her and her best friend going on some wild adventures, her huge imagination, and just how they navigate through just parental relationships that are very like rigid, and how you navigate.
Oh no, we might
be fun.
Hey, Buttonai, we've got a bit of a janky connection, so we might just give you a call on the phone. But while we're doing that, we're going to listen to a track from Zani Hall, who I know is going to be playing some tunes tonight before the opening of the play. So we will get you on the phone, and we will have a proper chat in just a moment.
Stunning.
Son, I didn't count the home run, and I'm outdone by anyone. Especially those pictures people frame and then complain. Oh, back then I was in so much pain. I get it, but I don't know what to say. Look, there's a man on the ledge, seems to be true.
That is Zani Hall with Intuition, and Zani is going to be playing tonight before the opening of Dakota of the White Flats. Take two, Buttonai, have we got you there?
Yes, you do.
Fantastic. We're talking about very cool rangatahi theatre that you are involved in. So you've had to learn the guitar. It's like a pulpy, punky, coming-of-age type story. What's your character's role, Buttonai?
So I am playing Dakota of the White Flats.
Amazing.
I'm playing the main role. Dakota is boisterous. She's big. She kind of goes 0 from 100 very quickly in the best way. And, she's just got a huge imagination and fights very hard for the things that she believes in. It's just so fun because I feel like this role is really allowing me to tap into my inner child, also because I was a child who didn't have many tantrums. And so being able to have a tantrum in like a really big way on stage is stunning.
That's amazing. Your parents must have been extremely stoked.
Absolutely, they were.
So who would you recommend comes along to this show? Because it feels like something that a lot of ages could really enjoy, but it is aimed at like a youthful audience. What does that actually look like in terms of people coming through the doors?
Yeah, so I would say that looks like people that are like either in high school or in primary. If you are someone that likes to go to theatre but gets quite fidgety, I would say this show is for you, because there are song breaks where you can actually get up and feel the energy that's coming off stage, and we really encourage you to kind of feed it back to us. But yeah, all kind of ranges. If you're an absolute punk head, please come through. If you just want to see some big expansive work, then this is totally for you. Also, if you love to see dance in some way, the show is totally that.
This feels like a really cool thing to have a bunch of also like non-dudes be the sort of champions of a scrappy, punky type of coming of age story. It feels like something that's often in the realm of like boy gangs and kind of like the Hardy Boys and stuff, which I totally grew up reading and loving. But it's nice to see a kind of girls version of that, although I know it's not as reductive as that necessarily.
Totally, because I think there's I feel like especially within punk or with that type of big energy, girls are usually left out of that conversation. But I feel like I knew so many Dakotas at high school that I absolutely admired. So yeah, it's so cool that this is such a female led kind of project, and Dakota literally is narrating all the different parts, and it's all coming from her voice. So yeah, it feels super, super special, and I feel very privileged to be in that role.
Who else is part of the cast and crew? What's been the like vibe for creating this project with the rest of the team?
Yeah, it's been pretty good, and the cast is amazing. So we've got Ariana, we've got Logan, we've got Lutz, we've got Amelia, and we all know each other in some way before this project. So it kind of feels like a whole group of friends are coming on board to make this show.
Oh, awesome.
It's also amazing because we've had an 8-day rehearsal process, and we are putting it up tonight. So we have been working our absolute butts off to make this incredible. And yeah, we're just really excited to get an audience in.
Yeah, this is going to be super cool. I reckon that a lot of people listening will be keen to head along to this. It is also touring around. So if you're in Tamaki Makaurau, it's running from this evening till the 5th of May. But it's also going to Kirikiriroa, Whangarei, Kirikiri and Poneke as well. So plenty of places to catch this show. It's going to be pretty special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be absolutely stunning.
And tonight, as we mentioned before, Zani Hall is going to be playing and Katie Lee as well. So come down early to the Loft at Kew Theatre. What time does it all kick off, Butt and I?
It kicks off at 7 o'clock.
Nice, nice. We like to hear that. Hey, have a fantastic first night tonight, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much.
Kia ora. See you later.
Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.